Hey there. Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday. My name is Dr. Carrie Demers, and I'm the Medical Director at the Himalayan Institute. And today our topic is Ayurveda and the seasons with a focus on summer. I'll be doing an Ayurvedic talk on seasons every 3 months. So stay tuned for those in the future. But today the focus is summer because here it is upon us. So for those of you who are new to Ayurveda, in this philosophy, all of us are made up of elements like earth and water and fire and air. And if you're a fiery person, you're already hot and maybe prone to inflammation. And so when summer comes, you might be aggravated by the rise of heat around you because the summer's like you. So it makes you more like you. It makes you push over into an excess of this fire energy. Now, conversely, if you're a chilly person, summer might be just glorious for you. You might just feel the best in the summer and have really no problems with summer. So you don't need to follow the advice I'm about to give. The folks out there who are already warm-blooded, prone to be red, inflamed, headachy, acid indigestion, irritable, like those are all symptoms of excess heat. And those things can all get worse in the summer because it's hot out. So Ayurveda has some really practical tips on how to keep that fire energy, that inferno that might be inside of you, at bay while the external temperature rises. So what does that look like? Some of it's really practical, like cover up. Like don't go out in the sun in midday. So the sun's most intense between about 10, 11 a.m. and 2, 3 p.m. So maybe you just avoid being out in the sun, in the direct sun, in that midday time. Or if you are out, cover up. Wear a hat, sunglasses, umbrella, shade, all that's fine. So just avoid that really direct heat in the intense time of the day. You also want to be mindful of exercising. We want to exercise, right? But exercise more in the cool times of day. So in the morning or the evening when the sun is less intense are the better times to exercise. Or if you can get into a body of water, a lake, a pool, great. Those are that's going to be a more cooling experience for exercising. And of course, to stay hydrated, right? So we all evaporate more fluids from our skin when it's hot out. We lose more fluids in warm weather. So be mindful to replace what you're losing, especially if you're out there jogging, right? And then just some tips about food. So in all traditional systems, like Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, they talk about food having qualities, not just, you know, hot or cold or moist or dry, but actually if things actually are balancing, cooling, soothing versus inflaming. So I bet you can think of some foods maybe right now that you eat that you know are warming to you. So like chili peppers, right? Or alcohol, right? The alcohol is fire water in traditional systems, right? So there are foods that inherently have fire in them. So you want to minimize those in this hot season. So less salt, less spice, less alcohol, less red meat. Those are all things that are super hot. You might want to eat more of those when it gets to be cold out, but in this season, less. And then you want to add more of things that have a cooling, refreshing quality. So greens, salads, fruits, melon especially is really cooling and watery, right? Beans are actually cooling, most beans. Asparagus, you know, all the cabbage family, all those green leafy things are great for us. And then from a drink point of view, coconut's become like the star of what to drink in the summer. It's so popular that people are drinking coconut water because it's cooling. It actually has a cooling quality. You can put lime in your water. Lime has a more of a cooling quality than lemon. So just be mindful. Like notice if I'm hot, bothered, rashy, whatever, just inflamed, hot, swollen, itchy. All those signs are telling me that I'm overheated. So just pay attention. That's a big piece of it too. And lastly, I also want to mention that when heat rises, we get edgy, we get irritable and impatient. So work with your lifestyle, with hydration and food, but also think about working with your mind. that doing some kind of breathing practice where you breathe deep and slow and even. Maybe you practice alternate nostril breathing where you breathe in and out through one side then the other. It's a very balancing practice to bring your energies, the right, left, the hot, cold, into balance. So breathing and relaxation can cool and calm the mind. All right? So I want your summer to be awesome, for you to be comfortable and relaxed and healthy. And these little tips about keeping yourself cool when the sun is hot can go a long way to helping you do that. All right, take good care.